This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American I'm talking about? You bet you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So I want to welcome everybody from Scott and Leonora's show, just previous 2 hours. We'll pick it up from here and we'll move on, Tori, after us, here on Red State Talk Radio. I want to remind everybody that our show emanates from deeps within the bowels of California. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're really close to the beast down there in Sacramento. But, you know, the tide is rising. Yeah, there's going to be a new state pretty soon, New California State. So visit our website there, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And, of course, a21r.com for all of your needs for finding out the information that you'll find out today, which everybody else will find out probably in 6 months. Sort of seems to be the way it works. Anyway, you got a lot of things going on. The first hour, we have Dave Hodges coming up. He's in the batter's box just about. He's walking to the plate. And then in the third hour, John Wadsworth of New California is going to be joining us. He's been a stellar writer for us with New California. And he's had a lot of experience working behind the Iron Curtain, believe it or not. So he's going to be with us to talk about in the midst of a communist revolt, which is what we're in right now. He's a tremendous asset to us on Agenda 21 Radio and also within the New California State movement. So it's really an exciting time. New California is going to be the 51st state in very short order, probably a lot quicker than you realize, especially what's happening financially out here in California. We're going to save some time to do that in the second hour. We're also going to be talking about the Trump situation really goes down to the Bull Durham, and I call him John the Bull Durham, and also with Bill Barr and what's happening there. It's going to be a lot of stuff that's coming out now, free to come out. So anyway, with us right now is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. Sorry, Dave. Anyway, he's with us, and we have a lot of good discussion ahead for you here in the first hour of Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com. Dave, welcome back. Well, it's almost like a home for you now. Are you there, Dave? Let's see if Dave's there. Sorry. Oh, well. We're getting the systems performances bit right now, so hang on, Dave. Yep, we're getting all that stuff that goes with it. Here we go. All right. Now, Dave, you're there, right? Are you there, Dave? Where did Dave go? Well, let's see here. Let's see what happened here. We lost Dave, so we're going to have to go back to this whole thing and see what happens. And get them all straightened away. And anyway, so we've got a ton of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. And I'll get Dave up here lined up as soon as he... There he goes. Okay. Dave, are you there? Can you hear us now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Anyway, it's still early in the morning on the West Coast, guys. So that's my lame excuse for that one. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
What isn't going on? I just interviewed... yesterday it was... John Guandolo, and he was one of the key players in the counterterrorism unit for the FBI, and he has an organization today called Understanding the Threat, and he briefs world leaders as well as ours, and he said that these race riots are the manufactured product of a combination at its core of the Muslim Brotherhood and the American Communist Party. And the Communist Party, he said, has also gone international in this effort as well. Antifa is an arm of this, as well as Black Lives Matter and so forth. And he said the Democratic Party are willing partners in this, as well as the American deep state. I mean, it was a mouthful of an interview, mm-hmm. but we have to consider the background of the man. He comes right out of mainstream justice.
Right. He's got a reputation. A good
he
one.
Has a reputation. Listen, he briefs some of the top people in the world. And for him to come out, I've interviewed John before, and for him to come out like this, I was jaw-dropped the whole time we were doing the interview. I mean, I was stumbling over myself. I was so stunned by the things he was saying. And he said very clearly, in response to a question I asked him, I said, well, we got the manufactured race riots, and I said, it has nothing to do with George Floyd or any other murder, police brutality incident. This is strictly a coup d'etat. And he said, you're absolutely right. And he said also, too, the next element is what you and I have talked about, mass casualty events.
Right. Yep.
And I'll tell you this, too. I talked to people in DHS and another FBI agent, and they told me in their briefings that they're worried about mass casualty events. They specifically have both mentioned in their meetings Oklahoma City bombing type of events.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I did a real thorough expose on the Oklahoma bombing back in the day, and it was very, very thorough, but it was pretty obvious it wasn't just one bomb. There are numerous bombs all over the place, and of course, as you started looking into it, it was a very big operation. A very big operation, and I think everybody's kind of settled on the real facts behind it. It's almost like the 2000 or September 11th business, you know. And but this is what's going to happen. I absolutely, you and I have been briefed. We've done our own research. We've seen this coming, and we're trying to warn as many people as possible. And then, of course, now they're starting to take us a little bit more seriously. You know, this event that happened in Santa Cruz, California, with the sheriff was a complete setup. You probably heard about that. And of course,
yes,
the individual is a sergeant in the Air Force out of Travis Air Force Base. And I want you to keep that one in mind, Travis and Vacaville, Solano County area. And the other thing, too, which is very, very interesting, being held in the barracks there is another guy. His name is Howard Hughes. That's his name, Howard Hughes, and he was a captain. Yeah, spook name for sure. But he was a captain in the Air Force, and he deserted out of Sandia Labs in New Mexico back in 1986, I think. And his specialty was to detonate missiles that were going awry, downfield, and or downrange, as they call it. Anyway, so if the rocket was spinning out of control, they would detonate it so it wouldn't fly into houses, that sort of thing. That was his specialty. So then, fast forward, we go to the Challenger, in January of 1987, and they're trying to pin that on this guy. Well, from 1986 until 2019, we didn't know where he was. Nobody knew where he was. But, you know, lo and behold, you know, the Justice Department and the FBI, he turns up working where for Janet Napolitano at the UC system. And where is he housed today? Well, the brig in Travis Air Force Base. What's wrong with the picture there? You know, I don't know, I'm just connecting some dots. But this killer, Carrillo was his name. He's also being implicated in the shooting of the federal officer there in Oakland just a few days before. He ambushed with IEDs. By the way, he ambushed a deputy sheriff out of Santa Cruz County and killed him. And this is all becoming a very tense thing down there. And are the two related? Well, you know, when we start sniffing around, we find some very interesting answers to this whole thing. But that could possibly be a test base, I think, a probative thing in this whole mass casualty business. That, and again, I've only done some light research, and people have come to me, you know, very high level, you know, with this speculation. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it goes to confirm at the top of the level of the pyramid of this issue. I've always had my doubts about the loyalties of the Air Force brass, and I mean at the top levels. And I've had communication with someone who was in that realm, and I still do, and I'm not going to be more specific for obvious reasons. And he told me he had to leave because he disagreed with how depraved they were and how disloyal they were to the Republic. They were serving their own interests. And in fact, this is kind of off the point, but it's to the point to some degree. The Air Force used to control and own basically the secret space program, dating back to the days when my dad was he was handing over to them and the CIA research coming out of captured German scientists that he was overseeing. And the Air Force did not want to share this in the mainstream at all. So I don't trust the Air Force leadership any farther than I can throw them. In fact, I'll say this. Let me get right to the bottom line. If a revolution were to break out today, and so many military people told me this, it won't be you and me in our front yards with M16s. It'll be general versus general. It'll be the Air Force, a good portion of the Army, the CIA, the UN, and the Communist Chinese eventually versus the Navy and the Marines. I'm not joking, Paul. I've been told this a number of times.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have too, and you know, we sometimes cross paths. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't know who our sources are. I don't know who Dave's sources are. He doesn't know who mine are. Do they cross out there and intersect? I don't think so. This is coming from multiple sources, and it seems to be pretty odd. And Dave and I kind of freak out about this because we come up with the same conclusions almost instantaneously. And I know that everybody says, well, they're just feeding it to it. No, they're not. You know, we do our own independent research. But Dave, this is very critical information coming to us in our delivery. And, okay, I just got an alert here, Dave. Speaking of mass casualties, an alert just came across. Active shooter downtown Paso Robles, large SWAT team deployed. Shots fired, Paso Police Department, 3:15 a.m. this morning. Unconfirmed, one PD officer shot, one deputy sheriff. This is what we're talking about right now.
Where's this at?
In Paso Robles, California, in San Luis Obispo County.
Mm.
I might add, that was the scene. Yeah. That was the scene in Paso Robles where the people all band together instantaneously and got 6,000 people on Facebook to form a militia almost within an hour to go down and protect the properties and everything in Paso Robles last week from the rioters of Antifa.
Wow. This is just more confirmation. And I want to say something globally about the targeting of the police, whether it's defunding or attacking them directly or just doing away with police departments in general, which is what we're beginning to see across the country. This is an attack upon the national security of the United States. And I'm not hearing many people talk about this, but if violence, spontaneous Muslim Brotherhood style violence were to break out in America, your first line of defense are your police SWAT teams, your on the field officers. They would be mobilized to answer the threat until we could get the American military in position. And that wouldn't be instantaneous. I mean, some of these police would be on their own for a while. So when you take down the police, whether it's administratively or through assassination, you are attacking the United States national security first response. And this is what people don't understand. We are in a war. An attack upon a police officer today of this nature is an attack upon the United States itself.
That's correct, and you know, I really totally agree with that. And you know, the issue of being able to support our police is a very, very big one, and we want to make sure that we can be in a position where we can support them. You know, I'll tell you, the situation out here in California is kind of fluid with these whole Antifa people that are all over the place. A lot of them are paid, and it's like a job to them. In fact, I think most of them are that way. The people that we've been talking to as far as Texas and so on, when they see the paid people come in, they say they're just kicking back doing a job, and they go out and they protest or they raise their banners, whatever they do. And, of course, the end result is then the next group is supposed to come in and do all the death and destruction business, if you know what I mean. And that's something that a lot of people don't quite understand, but they come in waves normally. And they do a lot of scouting and reconnoitering, basically, of their locations where they're going to target places. And we've seen that. We've absolutely seen that in what we do, we've been doing, because we've been out on the protest lines, you know, for our own goods, rallies and protest lines.
Well, I know, and the media is going to get targeted next, or I should say the media they don't like. That'll be part of this as well. And then just random violence against people. The Mike Adams ran something. And I got to say it generally because I don't remember the specifics because I read the article 2 days ago. He basically had the point that watch out about flying the American flag. They'll target your house. And he had some pretty good intel on this. And it's kind of funny because serendipitously to this, unknown that he had written the article, I was wondering in my own mind, gee, June 14th, Flag Day is coming up. Do you dare fly your flag or will you make yourself a target? So here Mike and I are thinking the same thing independently of each other, like you and I frequently do, coming to the same conclusion. I look for June 14th to be another Nexus Day.
Yeah, it could be. They tried to make June 6th, and I think the president pulled a nice fast one when he brought in the National Guard from Florida and deputized them as U.S. Marshals. That sort of ended the problem. They were armed, ready to go, and there was no taking back the no running over, you know, the White House, which is what they were trying to do, in my opinion. I thought for sure they were their next step if they had brought enough people in. But, you know, they came up short with the numbers in that whole. They said they're going to have 1 million people. I didn't see 1 million people there. Maybe 250,000 at most.
Well, you're bringing up President Trump. I'm highly frustrated with him and his inaction. I understand he gave away his authority to some degree on March 13th with the declaration of the National Emergency Act. But Paul, these governors are wrong legally. There is historical precedent and legal ability for him to federalize the National Guard and stop this crap in its infancy before it gets much bigger. And he's refusing to do it. And he needs to just say, to hell with you. I think he's afraid of another impeachment. I don't know if he's been threatened with assassination. I'm just speculating here. But something's holding him back from doing his job. His job right now is to provide domestic tranquility, and he's not doing it.
Yeah. I disagree with you, but for different reasons. I think that we've seen this behavior in him before, especially the deepest part of the state is the Pentagon, as you know. And yes, there's a lot of cleaning that needs to be done there. And I think he's finding out who, I think in the first few days, he found out who's against him and who's against him, you know. And that's his procedure, is start to call those people out. And I think that we're going to see him do exactly that, especially the Pentagon. And I think it's going to happen quicker than people think. And I think you're going to see an offensive going on. You're starting to see it now with Bill Barr and John Durham coming out with a lot of information. You had a scientist. You're starting to see people get arrested and go to jail and things like that and trials and all that stuff. It's all kind of stuff that's not seen and not overtly out there. But you know, the low-hanging fruit's been picked, but now they're going for the mid-level fruit. And I think you're going to see the top-level, top-flight people starting to pay the price right now. And it's very clear. I think that's what's happening. It's everybody says, well, he's interfering with the election. I don't think so. I think he's doing justice. He has to do what he has to do.
Well, interfering with the election are the big tech companies.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
applauded him when he came out with the executive order. But the very next day, Candace Owens, who happens to be an African-American female, came out and said the National Guard needs to shoot these people who are threatening lives. And if lives are being threatened, she's absolutely right. I don't believe in summary execution, but I do believe that you have to defend your community. And she's deplatformed by Twitter. Okay, I was waiting for the DOJ to come in and arrest Dorsey or to issue a show cause order, take him into court, and demand that he's the one that's there. And it hasn't happened.
Well, like I said, I think that things have to play out. I really do. And I think we're running out of time. We're getting closer. Things are going to start compressing. And I think that he still has at his disposal all those things, and he's going to use them. I think this is what barriers lie ahead of him in the use of these instruments. See, that's the big thing, because these are heavyweight instruments. It's not just the Insurrection Act he's playing around with, but, you know, you also have the other one, which is the International Economic Emergencies Powers Act. And I think he's playing these cards exactly right now at this point in time. You got to have those things in play, and they still certainly are in play. And he's going to come back with them. He's absolutely going to come back with them.
I have a question for you on a personal nature. Since you're in California and you have your finger on the pulse there, the first week of July, actually the very end of June, I should say, we were going to have a family reunion in San Diego. We have a lot of relatives there. Is that going to happen, Paul?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to happen. One of our listeners said that June 14th is also President Trump's birthday. Flag Day and President Trump's birthday.
How interesting will that be? So you think that the Hodges family is going to be able to head west 380 miles and celebrate with family members for a period of time? You think Newsom's going to allow those things to go on?
Yeah.
We're going to be able to go to the beach, procure a few food, and so forth.
Yeah, and they're doing that now. Newsom's being ignored, summarily being ignored. And, of course, there's a lot of Newsom news we're going to be talking about. We've been talking about the dictatorship officially. He has taken over the reins as a dictator of California.
Uh-huh.
It's the only dictator in the nation. In a state, well, of course, now you have budding dictators like you have in Cuomo in New York, and you have in Pritzker in Illinois. But he's a full on radicalized dictator, and of course, even the Democrats, which shaking the tree out there, the Democrats haven't come alive against a Democratic type governor ever. I mean, it's been a long time since they've played that little game since 1996, 95, 96. And so now what you have is you have Democrats going, hey, we can't have this guy a dictator. You know, we want to be part of the dictatorship, you know. And, of course, he's turning on them, which is that's not a big shock to you now, is it, Dave?
No.
That's what they do.
Nothing surprised. I mean, you're nothing surprised. Look at Gretchen Whitmer. She comes out, last week and says, we're keeping this stuff in order. I'll let this hair salon in this county open, but not the hair salon in the county next door to it. Like somehow the coronavirus is going to respect county lines. And then she goes, social distance. And then 5 days later, she's marching in close proximity within 6 feet of Black Lives Matter in the streets of the capital of Michigan.
Yeah.
That's communism. That's rules for thee, but not for me.
Yeah, it's animal farmish. You know, the same thing is going on here in a grander scale, Dave. The casinos are wide open, but you can't go down to church.
Why not?
And then we got this thing we heard last night on the chair's call, because we have these chairman's calls throughout the state, and that Contra Costa County is now going to require information as you enter your church when they open up the churches about you.
No.
Yeah,
no,
that's what they're going
to
do.
No. People need to show them the big middle finger. That's the only
right.
information
that's what
you
I
get
tell
for
them.
Me. Yeah, that, big middle finger to you. I'm sitting down and worshiping. Call the cops.
Yeah, arrest them.
No. Hell no. Hell no. Did you see yesterday? I don't know if you caught this or not. There was a group of Democrats that came out and said the Bible should be banned as hate speech.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen that. Yeah. But this is just Trevor Loudon straight up communism. You know, Trevor Loudon is.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I brought that up to John Guandolo, that ex-FBI agent I was talking about here a moment ago, and he's friends with Trevor Loudon.
Ah.
Because I brought Trevor up. I said, you're sounding a lot like Trevor Loudon does in Enemies Within. He goes, Trevor's a good friend of mine. And then I said, well, tell me more about this. And listen, we're talking, if the wrong people get control in November, Paul, we are going to have a purge in this country that will rival any purge in the history of the world.
Oh, it'll be
I don't think
enormous.
People understand this. They don't understand there is nothing these people won't do to their opposition.
Yeah, they won't understand any of this. They won't understand any of this. And they don't. And you know, unless they wake up, you know, that's our job, of course. You know, and of course we're having more and more listeners listen to our programming, as you know. And that's good. The word is getting out, and people aren't being timid or shy about it. But yeah, this is Animal Farm 101 being taught to the whole California area and the rest of the nation. And this masking business, you know, it's interesting. I was telling somebody the other day, if you want to find out who the liberals are in your town, who are the ones wearing masks? And I said, you want to find out who the really leftists are, the ones that with masks on in their cars with the windows rolled up, driving around with their air conditioner on, and they have their mask on.
I'm serious. And it goes beyond that too. We get into Ma and Pa Kettle and some of the average Americans. I'm in a gym the other day, and I came up to the desk to ask a question, and in front of me was a couple in their 70s wearing their masks, and they were going to work out. And even the attendant, who had to wear a mask by company policy, said, you might want to remove your mask. You could pass out.
Yeah. Well, this is what people don't understand.
This guy goes, well, I'm worried about the coronavirus. And you know, I told him, it was none of my business, but I couldn't resist. I stepped up and I said, well, then you should stay home. I respect your right
for
wanting to protect your health. But I said, he doesn't want to have to call 911 because you wear a mask while you're working out.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, but this is how America's been brainwashed. We are. I went to a gym yesterday, and it's government operated. It's by the city of Glendale in the state of Arizona. And they come in, and they now have segmented their workout times. They give you an hour and 15 minutes, but you have to be the first 15 people in the building. And if you're not, you can wait for someone to leave, or you have to wait for the next time. And I asked one guy, I said, how long have you been waiting? He goes, hour and a half. I turned around and walked out. This is how ridiculous these people are being. And they want you to wear gloves when you do the weight machine. The coronavirus strikes people and kills people who have multiple complications, who are over the age of 65, and they're living in assisted care facilities. That's over 90% of who's been hit by this. And what did we do? We shut the whole country down and wrecked our economy.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you have to get things out there to see them. And, of course, the One World Order folks have been so overly exposed. Now, I don't think that's part of their plan. I really don't believe that part of their plan has been the exposure that they've gotten by the non-mainstream media like us. I think that they've been trying to shut us down, and we're finding other ways to get around it. And it's going to continue that way. And they're going to... They're not going to achieve their goals. I don't care what anybody says, but you know, we have to be very diligent. We have to wake up the American people as much as possible. So the more these attacks can and by the way, if you're listening about Paso Robles, confirmed deputy sheriff has been shot. Condition is unknown in Paso Robles. This is San Luis Obispo County, and so we got some things going on. We'll find out more of the information at the top of the hour and be able to tell our audience what's going on. And it's just, you know, they had such a great response to these people. And they had such a great response to these people that the other night in Paso Robles. And the classic story is that I was reporting on the fact that Paso Robles had responded and stuff like that. And then there was a story that came up. I thought it was on Gateway Pundit about they said that the people of Paso Robles had gone down to protect their towns and they brought their knives and whips. Whips. Because, you know, it's cattle country, right? So, you know, you're going to butcher and slaughter a cow and then you got to have a whip on the other hand, right? So what it turned out to be, it was true to a sense. What it was is that this is where they went on Facebook. They put it was called Protect Paso. You can go to Facebook and check it out. It's still there. And Protect Paso, they got 6,000 responses within an hour, Dave. 6,000. So people armed to the teeth go down to Paso Robles to protect the buildings. It's a beautiful area, beautiful town. And they go down to Paso Robles, and some guy drives up who's a biker dude, and he shows up and he's got a whip. A real whip, you know, and he starts snapping the whip, you know, to fend off the Antifa folks. So, I mean, you got to have some humor in this, and that was some great stuff. But it actually happened. It didn't happen as it was described in the, I thought it was the Gateway Pundit, I shouldn't say that, but I thought it was them that had the blurb about it. But this is what you do. You resort to that. And imagine if everybody had a whip in their hand down there, but. You know, that's,
I like that idea.
I think it's great. You could use it over in Arizona, couldn't you? Round up them doggies.
Well, you know, you see some guy going into a store to loot, and he's coming out carrying the big screen TV. He won't be hanging on to it very long.
No.
I like that. You know, I'd like to have an army of whippers outside, you know, one of the stores that's being looted.
Well, now you know the full definition of a whipper snapper.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You beat me to it.
Whippersnappers.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, let me tell you something else, Paul, that's really come to my attention. Because sometimes we wonder if our thoughts are racing and they're getting away from us and we're losing perspective. Because I started to really believe when these riots started, and I've thought this even before, but this cemented my idea, that no matter who gets control of the government in November, there's going to be a civil war. There's no way to avoid the violence. And but now that I'm talking a lot to other people about this that do the same work we do, they're echoing this almost uniformly. I mean, unless there's a miracle from God and there's divine intervention, we're headed for civil war. And I mean a shooting civil war. And it won't be like the North-South. There will be no front lines. It'll be Bosnian civil war stuff. You're walking down the street. Someone doesn't like you. A sniper takes you out.
You know, it's interesting, Dave, and, you know, one of the reasons we established New California several years ago is we did not want to be here at this point, and we are working diligently behind the scenes. In fact, this COVID virus thing has been a boom for us, and it's going to continue to be, but we had, I guess, just fortuitous situations developed, but we knew in the development of New California, we had to be here right now at this point in time because this, you know, we understand that we could be used as an instrument to help stop all this stuff. We know what's going to happen to the state of California. At the end of this month, they go broke. Now, that's the other thing. You want to talk about chaos and everything. They go broke and they don't have any money. They don't have any cash flow. Now, there's some stories that have come out, and I'll be talking about this probably in the second or the third hour with John Wadsworth. The state of California doesn't have any audit report of the 50 states in the union. There's only one state that doesn't have an audit report. They're supposed to, you know, this CAFA product that there's the product that they're supposed to put out anyway. They are supposed to give that to the federal government, and of course, the only state that hasn't done it is California. Shocking. Are you shocked, Dave? Where does the money go? Well, I'm not going to tell you.
I can tell where it goes. California State Military Reserve. And
sure.
all kinds of globalist activities, and yeah, maybe the cartels. Yeah, that's where the money goes.
Well, you see, this is what they don't want people to find out, of course. They don't want, no, you know, we don't want anybody to find out about this. And of course, this is this whole cabal that it's actually already involved a number of states. And, you know, when you start looking at the governors that are involved, it's a big, big problem. And, of course, the money situation was enormously exacerbated. We're going to talk about this in the third hour. Exacerbated by Governor Brown. And the evidence is in very clear on this now because he's gone and we're looking at past performance and so on. But he really, really gobbled up the cash. And now we're $100 billion in debt. I mean, Dave, that's just a staggering number. And they can't overcome that. And now with this audit report that they're not showing the world, there is no way that Moody's is going to give them any kind of positive rating come very soon. They're going to downgrade them. And California will not be able to borrow the money that they normally traditionally borrow for a short term to get their money to float from June to December 1st till tax revenues start to come in. So this is a very dangerous time. That's why, you know, we always, Chris Street and I always kind of disagree when we get out there in the limbs about when certain events are going to happen in the financial world. And he's really brilliant when it comes to the numbers and so on. He's also conservative. He always throws things off. Well, this is going to happen 6 months from now. And I'm always going, God, Chris, you look at the numbers, it's like going to happen right now. And so we've played it right here on this. It's going to happen now. So that's why New California has to jump right in the middle of it. That's why we're here. I mean, we're the only tool I think the president has because we're one of the reasons we've been documenting all this stuff and we've been asking for the president to implement the insurrection with every single grievance. We've written 101 of them now. And with every two, 102, geez, I don't know where that all goes. But we've with every single one, it mentions this, and he knows what the plight is out here in California, how bad it is. We put the Insurrection Act in there as part of what we knew as a tool for us to become a state. And I looked at the model that went back to West Virginia. Why did West Virginia do what they did, and how did they do it? And we applied it to California so that we knew that there was going to be this point in time in California. And so we prepared, and at the second Constitutional Convention, we passed a resolution that we would do what they did in West Virginia, and that is to become a restored government of California if, in fact, the president comes in with martial law under the Insurrection Act, which now starts to look more reasonable. And it might answer the question, why didn't he go with the Insurrection Act, and why did he back down? I think he backed down because he knew he was going to use it again in a bigger way. And that's going to be a broader stroke, I think, coming up here in the next couple of months. I really believe that. It's still in play.
I think he should do this. But, you know, the backlash will be the Democrats will initiate another impeachment against him. It's inevitable. They're going to say he's overstepping his constitutional bounds, which I do not agree with at all, but.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, we're going to have more chaos there. I mean, anything the Democrats can do—that'll
be chaos. Trust me,
they always just want to fart downwind, and that's their MO. When you were talking there, it triggered a lot of thoughts in me. But I think at the end of the day, I don't think we're going to have to wait for the violence to break out after Election Day, Paul. I think once the Democrats realize that they may not win. And if they don't have this sewed up, that's when we're going to see mass casualty events. That would be my prediction. No one's told me that, but that's what I think would be most likely.
I think that's a fair prediction because anytime the Antifa thing is fizzling. I see the fuse kind of going out before it gets to the dynamite. So they're fizzling on that. You know, they fizzled on the Russiagate. They fizzled on Stormy Daniels. They fizzled on the impeachment gate. Then you got the COVID virus. Now you got the riots. You know, all five of those things have fizzled on them, and they haven't removed Donald Trump. And, of course, we know what their options would be, like assassinated. But because they're going to now make another turn, they're going to pivot to another thing. Something else is going to happen, and it could be these mass casualty events. It could be something else. But good news on the masking front, though. I wanted one of our listeners down in Stockton says that the Stockton City Council voted down the mandatory mask requirement and unanimously, with the only exception, was a Democratic mayor.
Wow.
Good for them.
Yeah, that is good for them. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah.
It's not too far from Headquarters Central for Communist Party of California.
Is that right?
Sacramento.
Oh, yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, we have to remember our geography. I think, though, that, Paul, we're not going to have to wait real long for the violence to exacerbate. But here's where we're at. You've got leaders bowing down and kissing the boots, literally, of Black Lives Matter personnel. And you're talking public officials doing this, albeit they're all Democrat. And then the kneeling, like somehow the actions of one rogue officer and three who failed to intervene somehow indicts the entire country. No, reform is the answer here. It's not kissing the boots of anybody. Were you shocked at how far these people have acquiesced?
No, not really. They want lawlessness. The goal is lawlessness.
Yeah, I agree.
We recognized this a long time ago with what they're, I mean, you know, when you're purposely using the machinery of government to create lawlessness, you know you're in the midst of something big. And that's exactly what they've been doing here in California for a long time, because they've had a monoparty system. And of course, we're now into a dictatorship. So we have a living, breathing dictator in the Capitol, even more so than Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown could at least, he knew how to finesse the legislature. So they always did what he wanted. And of course, it's easy to do when you have your so-called rhino Republicans doubling down and going to the Democrat side or going to the communist side. Really what you have is you do have communist Republicans, period. And you know, if you want to say they're Nazis or whatever, you can put any label on them you want. They're all basically the same. And they're not right-wing, they're left-wing. So let's get that right. And a lot of people don't understand that. They think that if you're a Nazi or a neo-Nazi, it's a right-wing fascist thing. Well, no, it's not. That's all left-wing stuff. But the thing with what we have now with our dictatorship is this: they primed the pump by taking away the legislature, which they did, and of course they had the battle with the bicameral legislature, which is of course the heartthrob of our Republican process. They did away with that, and now they have a monoparty system. But the legislature, Dave, has now been consumed by the executive branch. That's the takeaway. And that's where the dictatorship, and he's soon to take over. Well, and technically in California, with the way the judges are, so especially in a lot of your superior courts, they're going to go with the executive branch every time. So that's already in the pocket of the dictator. So this is a preparatory for the next step in which the dictator takes over the military. And see, what do we have out there as a military? Well, you've got elements of various law enforcement groups that aren't going to support them, and then you might have the old CMR pop up, and of course then you have the issue of UN troops, Chinese, and others out there, radicalized Islamists. Those are the things that we're going to face down up here. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, there's no question about that. Did you see that the Floyd family requested UN intervention?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that was their idea.
Absolutely not.
The UN has made two overtures already where they've warned American government to stop murdering black suspects. And I'm thinking, yeah, someone should remind the UN about their conduct in Rwanda or Bosnia.
Right. They slaughter blacks all the time.
Exactly. And so what I don't understand, is this a precursor for the UN to declare the Kigali principles and come in to, quote, save black America?
Yeah, the black America that they're aborting every day, hundreds, thousands of them.
I just took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah. Remember that that mayor in D.C. painted Black Lives Matter on the streets? And one of my listeners, I can't remember who it was, texted me and said they need to paint Black Lives Matter right in front of the abortion clinics on the street.
It's a good point. they're the biggest murderers of black people there are.
Yeah.
And then that now they're hypocritically coming out and grieving on the Black Lives Matters issue. See, I don't look at Black Lives Matter as a civil rights reform organization because John Guandalo broke it down for us.
Right.
They're communists and they're a political organization. They're a political party. They are not about civil rights. They're a political party with extremist agenda goals, which is the takedown of the United States of America and replace it with a communist government.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what they're trying to do right now, is make that setup happen. That's exactly what they're trying to do.
So what's an average person to do? This is what I get asked every day. I tell them pray and make sure you have a firearm with you at all times.
All times. That's exactly right, and don't even mess around with it. Just have a gun available. I tell people have a handgun and a long gun accessible at all times.
Well, you know, I remember I had a dream about a week ago that I had made a wrong turn on a street, and there was the terrorists, the American Terrorist Party, and I didn't have my gun. That was a wake-up call dream.
Sure.
I'm not leaving the house without it again, especially the fact that I think, Paul, you and I could be targeted here in the next wave. After they're done with the police officers, I expect them to go for the media. I mean, what they're following is, with now shooting these cops, they're following the MS-13 playbook of Central America. And that includes the media. So it's going to be police, media, and high-profile opposition figures. I'm serious. I mean, I think someone like a Rand Paul or Governor Abbott, I think they're in danger. I don't think they're in danger in the immediate future. But before we get to November, I think we're going to see some of them targeted.
Opposition figures.
I'm serious. I mean, I think someone like Rand Paul or Governor Abbott.
We're listening.
I think they're in danger. I don't think.
Whatever. Hang on here a second, Dave. We'll figure this whole thing out about why we're there. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio at the same time coming out of some source, and we got to stop that. Hang on here a second, Dave, and we'll get it taken care of. Okay. All right. I think we're good. You there?
I'm here.
All right. Didn't disconnect you.
No. No, not this time. That's okay. I've been hung up by better. So anyway, I think that what we're looking at here, as I was saying before, somehow I interrupted myself
in
that
did.
Other conversation. I was saying that we're following the MS-13 playbook, and what they typically do in Central America is they take out the law enforcement, and then they go for the media. And then they go for high-profile politicians who oppose the cartel interests. And make no mistake about it, we are dealing with cartel-type behavior right now. And I really believe, Paul, that Americans need to be on guard. They also look for targets of opportunity. So if you're displaying like a flag, you're in opposition to their philosophy. They can't have flags flying, and you're going to make yourself a target, and your house could get firebombed.
Yep. Or worse. And again, you know, a lot of people don't understand that these people have honed their skills in South America, especially Argentina and Bolivia and Ecuador and Colombia and
El Salvador
and Venezuela. Yeah. They've honed their skills down there. I mean, if you want to find out about the background of the Pope or other people and other good communists, especially Peter McLaren at Chapman University, you want to find out about their communist background. Wow. Well, you'll go right down into the areas of Juan Perón. And oh boy, what was he like? He was a massive dictator.
A lot of these forces that we're dealing with and more that we're going to contend with in the future, because Antifa is going to go to the background. They'll have done their job. They may train them into being death squads, but then you're going to have the real terrorists come out. And what a lot of people don't know, and I wrote about this 5 to 7 years ago pretty extensively with some help of a friend of mine from the DEA and from him, and then I had it confirmed by Kathy Rubio, who's a journalist in Minneapolis of all places, who's been to these camps because she had family members working there. The training camps there in El Salvador took Middle East terrorists, say Hamas, Hezbollah. They took the Muslim Brotherhood, and then they took cartel, and they trained them together in paramilitary tactics. And they trained on assaulting. I'll give you an example. One training that I'm aware of they did, they would attack a public entity, say like a shopping mall, but they would also set up in their training an outer perimeter. So the first responders that are coming, they get executed too. And this came right out of El Salvador. Now, those no longer exist in El Salvador because there's a new president there who Trump has won over, and Trump has given him massive resources from Southcom. And there's even Southcom personnel in El Salvador. Yes, there is, folks. I've confirmed that. And they're protecting him because in a Red Dawn invasion, El Salvador could get consumed. So they needed protection militarily. And this is also why we're in Colombia. We're in Colombia to block a Red Dawn invasion coming out of South America to link up with Central American forces. But my point was, in El Salvador, they've already trained for these mass casualty events that John Guandola spoke of in my interview yesterday. They're just lying in wait. They're in stasis right now. And mm-hmm. I expect to see this. If you were to ask me to make a guess, because I'm using the election as a benchmark, and I believe that we'll see them spring into action between July and October 1st. And that's when we'll start to see this shopping mall was attacked. And what better thing to do as America sends its kids back to school in the fall
sure.
than to attack an elementary school?
Or a high school at lunch.
Yeah, exactly. So Americans need to be aware that this has already been planned for.
Yeah.
And people always say, shh, don't give them any ideas, Dave. Hey, listen, they've had these ideas for a number of years. And you know, by the way, who put together and organized this whole group? It was the Sanchez Paredes drug cartel out of Peru, which basically controls the Peruvian army, controls the Peruvian National Bank. And you called them something else. What is it, the Shining Path?
Yeah, Shining Path.
That's who's behind all this training. Right.
And remember, there was a I'm not going to talk about that, but I can't talk about that. The people that adhere to the Shining Path and the creator of it was Bill Ayers. He's the one who pretty much got the whole Indigenous Peoples Movement, which is what Shining Path is. It's a Maoist organization. And people that were aligned with him is our current Pope and people like Peter McLaren. They're Argentinians, by the way. So this is where it all started. And, of course, with Bill Ayers, he goes right up to California, Siskiyou County in particular, San Francisco, Siskiyou County. He had the one of the reservations up there, the Indian reservations, hit him out. Isn't that interesting?
And not only interesting, he's the guy that put Obama into politics.
Yes.
He launched his state senatorial campaign in his Hyde Park, Chicago home. So, yes, that's very interesting. And he was the leader of the Weatherman Underground for people who don't know their history. And they advocated for a violent communist overthrow of the American government. And he told an FBI informant that when they win, they'll have to put 50 million Americans in re-education camps and do away with over half of them. That kind of brings us right up to date from 1968 to 2020.
That's right. And, you know, along the way, you pick up a whole bunch of things that are associated and aligned with you, and then you have a perfect kind of revolt that's going on right now. We have a couple of things that a caller or has been messaging me. Remember, Paul, members of the California State Military Reserve do not have to be citizens. That's a fact. And he also says Assembly Bill 2193 changed the name to the State Guard, probably to confuse the public. So they're now known as the State Guard. And, of course, they did this bill as we started talking about the California Military Reserve.
Exactly, shocking. Exactly. Do you remember?
Shocking.
I came out with their name on NATO documents. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah, and NATO documents that name them being involved in Ukraine. What else is going on in Ukraine? Burisma. And that's when they changed their name.
Right.
They wrote me really nasty messages. You're wrong. I'm saying, guys, I'm just reading here from official documents. You can argue with the documents. Don't argue with me.
Yeah, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is on WikiLeaks all over the place. Dave, you're not making it up. I'm not making it up. This is documentable stuff. It's on WikiLeaks, you know, and we research it. And, I have a researcher, a couple researchers that do it. And, you know, it's right there. It's all plain right there. The whole plan is what we're talking about here. Dave, we got to run for time. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
TheCommonSenseShow.com is the website. Same name for our YouTube channel, which is growing by leaps and bounds. And, Paul, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Dave Hodges of The Common Sense Show with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. We got to run for time, too. So thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong, because we are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.